Hello, everyone, and welcome to the podcast. I'm not drunk, I'm autistic. I am Nara Birch, and today we're starting off the episode with a ginormous trigger warning. I'm going to be talking about sexual assault in a lot of detail. So if that's not for you, I love you, and I hope you have a great rest of your day, and you're absolutely gorgeous. And just in case, if it is something you want to hear, my personal story, I did write an article on the Mighty that's like pretty short and not very detailed. So if you still want to like learn about this in a less traumatic manner, I'll put the link to the article in the episode title. So that's the end of the trigger warning, and now we're gonna dive into the episode. So I don't know, it's a weird thing to try to talk about, and it's not like the people around me seem to have suggested that I should be more, not upset, but like it's definitely like something that most people would like seek therapy for, and I'm just kind of like, I feel like I don't need to. So just like, I'm not being flippant about it or anything, I promise. It's just truly something, I don't know, I just felt I should say that. Just like, also know that I laugh when I'm scared and I'm autistic, and sometimes like my vocal inflections do not match the topic. I think that's what I'm more concerned about. I don't want this to seem la da 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 when it's not. Let's talk about it relating to autism at first, because most of my sexual abuse, I did not know was sexual abuse. I thought it was just me being autistic. And that was definitely something that my ex-spouse, who is the main person we're going to be talking about, part of the abuse. They would use my autism and my not wanting to be touched against me. Another reason I really wanted to talk about this is, again, not to drag people through the mud or to like be like, oh, I'm calling you out on my platform of 20 people who listen to me regularly or whatever. I appreciate everyone who does so very much. But like, my ex never had to confront what they did. They never had to. They claimed that it only happened once. My sexual assault, and not multiple times, or even the fact of, that's the thing, man. That's the thing. Let's start with this. This is a very important fact, especially for people with autism. If you don't want to be touched, if your sensory issues are so bad at that moment that being touched is like the worst thing that can happen to you, and someone still insists on touching you, that's, in my opinion, assault. If you don't want to be touched in any manner, well, even if it's just a fucking hand on the shoulder and somebody keeps trying to touch you and you're like, no, man, I don't want to be touched, but they keep doing it anyway, to me, that's assault. That kind of happened a lot. And there was one instance where, well, you know, it wasn't one instance. The only one instance that my ex found out about, but like, I did cheat on them, but they also, it wasn't a healthy relationship. They cheated on me. And I also, I know now, I what that I just, I can't be monogamous. I love people if I love them, and it really hurts not to be able to show them my love. And like, I fucked up. I know I did, for sure. But like, my ex would use that against me for a lot of the assault, and like would insist on touching me, and just it was just bad. I don't know. I feel weird going into it in graphic detail a little bit, but like, I definitely was raped a couple of times, like actually, like like the whole shebang, not just like being touched unwantingly. And I don't know, that the roughest part about that was not my actual like assault. It was more the fact that my, and again, trigger warnings, just this, this is the worst part to me, that my service dog was trapped outside listening to me like scream, and like she was trying to get in to help me and she couldn't. I don't know. To me, that's the most heartbreaking part of anything that's ever happened to me. It's just that one instance. Anything else, I'm just, it was just kind of my life. That's the only part that ever really hurt. But like, yeah, I also need to be touched in a very specific way. I do not like light pressure. I do not like light touches unless like my current boyfriend is the only human who I can stand that from. And there's even days where I can't stand it from him. Like I need deep pressure. A lot of autistic people need either a lot of deep pressure when being touched or a very light touch. Consult your local autistic on how they personally enjoy it and whether or not they want to be touched or not. Everyone's different. It's so like, and I would try to tell my ex-spouse that, and they would still insist on just like, I don't know. I'm like, yeah. Just fluttering touching, and I didn't like it, and I never wanted to have sex with them, and the only reason I did a lot of the time was so I didn't have to listen to them scream at me about how I was like a cheating whore, even though literally the incident happened 4 years ago. And at that point, I had been faithful ever since, and like around that time we also like I also started to get to be polyamorous, but like, I don't know, man. I would just have sex just to shut them up for another couple of weeks. And because like, that's the thing, they would confront me about not wanting to be touched. Or if I was having just like a really autistic day, I don't want sexual things to happen to me. And there's also like time periods where like, maybe for 2 weeks, I don't want to have sex whatsoever. 3 weeks, like my boyfriend, I guess this is TMI, I don't fucking care. My boyfriend and I usually have sex like once or twice a day at least. And like for the last 3 weeks, we've only had sex once or twice. And that's why he's amazing. And I love him because I can literally be like, no, thank you, if he starts to touch me. And he'll be like, all right. And just, we do something else. Like, it's just, it feels so much healthier. Let's go into like the happy parts now. Like, cause this is happy. The fact that like, and well, here's the thing, before we go into that, the reason I did not know it was sexual abuse, and probably the core reason why I'm even talking about it on this podcast, is because I had convinced myself, as well as my ex convinced me, that I was broken. I was the reason, like, that my autism was ever going to stop me from having an actual physical relationship that felt good to me. But now I know it was just because the people who were touching me weren't very nice. But, like, for a while, I was convinced it was my autism. And I was convinced, okay, I'm never going to like sex. I'm never going to like being touched. And I just have to, like, go with it and pretend to do it just so the other person doesn't get mad at me. But no, I was being abused horribly. And I don't know, I wanted to share that, just hopefully, like, if anyone's listening that needs help with that kind of shit, I don't know, like, I probably should put resources or shit in the links below, but, like, you guys all have Google. I don't know, if you need to talk to someone, I'm more than willing, like, to listen and just kind of not give you advice or tell you how to handle situations, but if you ever need someone just to be like, that fucking sucked, I'm sending you a virtual hug in which you are not being touched at all, but you're still receiving my love, like, feel free to Instagram message me or email me or whatever. But, like, Going back to the happy times now, like, now I love being in control of that. Like, I, like, literally, like, when my boyfriend tries to touch me and I don't want it, I don't just go, no, thank you. I go, no, thank you. And I just, like, start stimming and, like, laughing hysterically because I'm so happy about it. And, like, most people would probably be kind of insulted, but he thinks it's adorable. Yeah, I know. I've just very much enjoyed finally being actually loved and respected and not being treated like a sexual object. Because that was another thing. I was often just seen as a very physical, in a physical way, I think, by my ex. It was never about my brain or my emotions. It was always about, oh, I like the way your meat puppet is shaped, and therefore I need to do things to it, even if you don't want me to. Kind of deal. And it's been another nice thing that has changed is that I don't equate sex with love anymore, because that was something that I did, and like that's why I probably had like sex with a lot of different people, because like I was seeking love and I didn't have it. And now I know that they are not the same things. I love so many people who I do not have sex with ever, or not on a regular basis, and they're still like the best people in the world, and I would love them until the day I get to go back to the fairy world, you know? And it's the same powerful love that I have for my boyfriend, who I have sex with a lot, unless it's an autistic time. Which it looks like it might not be very longer. Like it's I'm again not to share it to like be weird or anything, but like it always makes me happy when I've reached that point where I can be like, yay, sex doesn't hurt. I can actually want to be touched, and it doesn't hurt my soul. Yeah, I think that's it. Again, I didn't want to go into terribly much detail. The main points I want you guys to take away from this, especially the autistics or anyone who is partnered with an autistic and wants to try to help them best in a sexual manner, like talk to each other. First of all, every autistic person needs to be touched differently. They all have their own preferences. And it's not just like if someone lightly touches me, I go, ew. It's like literally I've punched people in the face by accident. That's just my first reflex. If someone touches me too lightly, it immediately like triggers flight or fight. And I just, it's the only time I've ever punched people is an autistic like reaction. And then also, if you don't want to be touched and you're being touched, that's assault, and that's not right, and that's not consensual, and you have every right not to want that and to make it stop. Just, I really want that to be clear, because I, for so long, did not realize that was abuse. I just thought it was like, oh, you're autistic and you need to get over that if you ever want to have an actual loving relationship. Yeah. Yeah, I just know I adore all of you, and if you ever want to talk to me again, it's my Instagram is fuckyouupfairy with underscores after each word. And I also have an email address, theautisticpinup@gmail.com. And like message me or whatever, even if it's not about your trauma, I'm cool just saying hi. yeah, thank you guys so much for listening. And I hope you guys all have just the most splendid, wonderful day. And just know that you deserve to be who you are. And nobody has the right to change that. Bye.